弟兄姐妹平安早安。
Good morning, dear brothers, sisters, and friends.
今天我觉得有个特别的感觉。
Today I have a special feeling.
早上九点，教会大半的弟兄姐妹们就来到教会。
As early as 9 a.m., most of our brothers and sisters are here.
我觉得大家都能够在神的殿中聚会，然后呢，来一起敬拜我们的神是多么的美好。
I think how wonderful it is for us to gather together in God's house and then we together worship our Lord.
今天早晨九点的时候，我们跟我们所爱的 Michelle 跟 Chris 一起有很好的分享。
And this morning we had a wonderful sharing with our beloved Michelle and Chris.
那很多时候我们虽然早上九点半有主日学，
A lot of times we have 9:30 Sunday school.
但是呢，大家都是各去各的这个教室上课。
But then we were dispersed into various classrooms.
但今天呢，好像真的就是一家人在一起聚会。
But today it really felt like a big family gathering together.
然后特别也让我们感动的是什么？
But what is most touching is,
Chris 跟 Michelle 他们说上次来的时候是六年前。
Chris and Michelle mentioned that last time they were here was 6 years ago.
然后呢，他们看着我们教会的弟兄姐妹，可能一大半他们根本就是算是所谓陌生的。
So when they look at our brothers and sisters, most of us were strangers to them.
因为没见过面。
For we haven't met.
但是呢，他们一来到我们当中，就跟我们说，来到这个教会，虽然说是你们的教会，可是我感觉好像回到我们自己的家中一样。
But they said that even though it's your church, but we really feel like we are coming home.
然后周四在一起交通的时候
，This past Thursday when we had a sharing together,
他们还偷偷的泄露一个小秘密。
They let me in a little secret.
他们说，来到这个教会里面，甚至在某一个程度上，感觉上比回到他们自己的那个教会还更亲。
Oh yeah. So the secret was that, to some extent, coming to our church felt like even closer than they returning to their own church.
因为在我们教会里面，他们不但是受到我们的经济上面的支持，我们的祷告和我们的关心。
Because they not only got financial support and our prayers and caring for them.
但是我觉得真正让我们有这么亲密的感觉是什么？
But most importantly,
是因为我们在主的里面有团契。
The way we feel this closeness is the kind of fellowship we had in our Lord.
我们在约翰一书里面，我们就是讲到教会肢体之间的这个团契。
In book of First John, we were talking about the kind of fellowship in the church.
我们在同工退休会的时候也特别提到了什么叫做神心意里面肢体的团契。
And in our retreat, co-worker retreat, we also emphasized what is the real fellowship within the body of Christ.
当我们想念到我们所信的主是一位。
When we reflect that we believe in one God,
当我们想到我们在我们的生命生活当中所追求的就是这位爱我们的主。
And we were reminded that in our lives, our pursuit is this one God.
当我们看见圣灵在他们的这个生活当中，他们服事当中的供应。
When we see the provision Holy Spirit provided in their lives, in their ministry.
然后呢，同样的一位圣灵在我们的生活当中，在我们的教会里面做他的建造工作。
The same Spirit is also working among our midst, in our church and in our ministry.
因为我们跟神之间有着甜蜜的团契，所以信主的肢体彼此之间就有亲密的团契。
Because of this beautiful close fellowship we had with our God, then among us, our believers, we also have this beautiful fellowship.
这是只会发生在神的家中的事情。
This is very unique in God's family.
这是只能发生在属神的儿女彼此之间的事情。
This is unique. This is the thing that can only happen amongst the children of God.
我们今天的经文是约翰一书第四章一到六节。
The passage we're going to look at today is in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 through 6.
但今天读经的时候，我想要从第三节的最后一节开始读。
But I would like to read from the second half of verse 3.
Chapter 3.
Oh, chapter 3.
Last verse of chapter 3.
Last verse of chapter 3.
第三章的最后一节，二十四节开始读。
So let's read from verse 24 from chapter 3.
遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因为他所赐给我们的灵。
Whoever keeps his commandments abides in God, and God in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us.
亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们都不可信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world.
凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身出来的，就是出于神的。从此你们可以认出神的灵来。
By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God.
凡灵不认耶稣就不是出于神，这是那敌基督者的灵。你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上了。
And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming, and now is in the world already.
小子们啊，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。他们是属世界的，所以论世界的事，世人也听从他们。
Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in this world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them.
但是我们是属于神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵来。
We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this, we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
请我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
父神，我们来到你的面前，我们要聆听你的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. We want to listen to your word.
求主你让圣灵自由地在我们当中运行。
Lord, may the Holy Spirit can move among us freely.
使我们真的是能够以心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
So we can worship you in truth and in spirit.
使我们对你的认识能够更甚。
So that we can know you more.
也使我们对你的敬拜更蒙你悦纳。
And so that our worship to you will be even more pleasing to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们知道常常说约翰是一个爱的使徒。
We often refer to Paul, John as the apostle of love.
啊，我们从第一章到第三章，我们发觉了他把神的爱的这个呈现给我们讲得非常的透彻。
So from the first John from chapter 1 to 3, we see that John explain the love of God to us very clearly.
我相信在过去这几周的主日的正道当中，弟兄姐妹们对神要我们在爱上面的这个认识和表现有这么更深一层的了解。
I trust that from the past several weeks, our brothers and sisters would gain a deeper understanding about God's love.
让我们开始学习重新思想什么叫做爱。
So that we learn once again what is love.
而这个爱的层次上面的认识，不是只是从我们个人或者说从人的眼光上面去了解认识它。
So we learn what love is not from human perspective.
但是从神他的话语，他向我们显明他的心意当中去认识神这完美的爱。
Instead, we learn what true love is from the message revealed by God's word.
刘长老上周主日的时候在正道里面跟我们分享。
Last week, Pastor Alex shared with us.
我们要重新思想我们是怎么样的爱弟兄姐妹。
We have to think once again, how do we love our brothers and sisters?
我们怎么样真正的用那神所赐给我们的爱去爱教会的弟兄姐妹，去爱我们自己的家人。
How do we love our brothers and sisters, our family members, using the kind of love that's coming from God?
那能够怎么样这样在我们在神的感动和激励之下，超过我们人的范畴，能够去爱人的方式去爱。
So we have to use the kind of, we will need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit and the conviction of Holy Spirit and the encouragement to love brothers and sisters in a new way.
因为能够照着神的心意去爱，这是一个属神的人，一个神的儿女，真正生命上面的一个呈现。
So because the ability for us to love one another according to God's will, this is the one sign that you are God's children.
你看第三章二十三节，最后他就告诉我们说，神的命令，神的命令就是要我们去信耶稣是神的儿子，但是呢，也要我们去彼此相爱。
As we just read in verse 23 of chapter 3, it is God's commandment that we believe Jesus Christ, but it's also God's commandment that we love one another.
我们在彼此相爱这件事情上面，如果落实的话，这就代表也证实了我们是属于神的人。
If we can truly love one another, that shows that we are from God.
那所以在第三章的这个二十三节里面讲到彼此相爱是神的一个命令，但是在第四章的第七节，同样的又重申了一次，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是由神生的，并且认识神。
So as we saw that from chapter 3 verse 23, loving each other is God's commandment, but the same message is also repeated in chapter 4, verse 7. And it says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God.
也就是说，今天我们所看的这段经文，第四章的第一到第六节，在他 这段经文的所包围的神的命令就是要彼此相爱。
So in other words, today the passage we are focusing on, chapter 4, verse 1 through 6, the context are God's commandment of loving one another.
那就是说，当约翰在跟我们分享神心意的时候，这个彼此相爱的这个主题事实上是没有间断的。
So that is to say that when John is sharing God's commandment, the theme, loving one another, is continuous.
在第一节到第六节的这段经文虽然是在讲辨别灵的时候，但是它的背后 所包含的意义还是神的爱。
So even though verse 1 through 6 focus on the discernment, the testing of spirits, but behind it, we can still see God's love.
约翰他照着圣灵的感动跟我们说的是什么？
By the moving of Holy Spirit, what does John want to tell us?
一个基督徒真正的生命上面的呈现。
So the kind of life a Christian live out.
如果一个人真正拥有主耶稣基督的生命，
If someone really has the life of from Jesus Christ,
他是一个有圣灵的人。
He's one with Holy Spirit.
因为他有圣灵，所以他可以照着神的心意去爱。
For he has the Holy Spirit, he has the ability to love according to God's will.
你看在第三章的最后一节二十四节，他就说：“我们怎么样知道我们是属于神呢？”
So, last verse of chapter 3, how do we know that we are from God?
我们知道他住在我们里面，因为他所赐给我们的灵。
We know that.He abides in us by the Spirit whom He has given us.
约翰写这个书信的时候是2000年前的事情。
It was 2000 years ago when John wrote this letter.
教会刚成立的时候。
That was at the beginning of church.
今天2000年之后，在现代的教会，在 现世的这个教会当中，我们仍然面对同样的问题。
But today, after 2000 years, today's church are also facing the same challenges.
就是当一个信徒一开始认识神，被主耶稣基督的爱拯救之后，我们对圣灵的认识不够了解。
One of the challenges is that we don't have enough sufficient understanding of Holy Spirit even after we were saved by God's grace and love.
圣经告诉我们，有主耶稣基督的人就有圣灵。
According to Scripture, those who have Jesus Christ will have the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，有圣灵的人才是属于主耶稣基督的。
In other words, those who have Holy Spirit are the ones that belong to Jesus Christ.
新约圣经里面，不论是主耶稣自己，或者是使徒保罗，他的教导，或者是他对提摩太、对提多的提醒上面，他都说到，我们一个人之所以能够重生。
So in New Testament, throughout Paul's letters, whether it's to Timothy or Titus, we saw that one has a new life.
是因为圣灵的更新。
It's because of the renewal of Holy Spirit.
当我们自己是走在罪恶当中，不认识神的时候，
when we still walk in sins and not knowing God,
是圣灵将主耶稣基督的福音、神的真理启示给我们。
It is Holy Spirit who revealed God's will, the truth, enlightened us with God's truth.
当神的真理光照在我们黑暗的生命里面的时候，
When the light of God's truth shine upon our dark life,
我们在我们的心灵里面被神触碰到了。
Our hearts were touched by God.
这个是圣灵的触碰。
This is the touch by Holy Spirit.
也因为圣灵的触碰，使我们有了更新，使我们可以开始去认识神，使我们知道我们是属于神的。
It's because of the moving of Holy Spirit, we can be regenerated, renewed, so that we can come to know God.
可是很可惜的就是，很多时候，当一个基督徒信主之后，
But it is quite a pity that many times when a Christian get to know God,
我们忘记圣灵在我们生命当中的工作。
We often forget about the work that can be done, achieved by the Holy Spirit.
这是一个问题。
This is a problem.
那就变成这个基督徒的生命当中没有神的力量的同在。
Because then this Christian can live without the presence, the power from Holy Spirit.
但今天约翰所提醒我们的是另外一个问题。
But today, John reminds us of another problem.
因为今天有基督徒他信主了。
For today, some Christians who come to know the Lord,
接受到了主的爱。
And he received the love from God.
然后也愿意用爱去 接纳人。
And he's also willing to accept other people in love.
那我们说爱是无私的。
We say that love is selfless.
我们要完全的接受人。
We need to accept others completely.
人讲什么，人说什么，我们都要用爱去包容。
Whatever they say, we want to accept in love.
然后如果照教会里面有人说自己是基督徒，然后说这个是圣灵的带领，他讲什么我们就去听什么。
So if in a church someone says, okay, I'm led by Holy Spirit to do this, then we'll just listen to him.
因为我们爱神嘛。
For we love God.
那我们要用爱接纳人呢。
And therefore we accept each other in love.
所以只要有人说是从神来的信息，我都要去听，我要去追求。
So whenever someone says this is a message from God, then I will listen to him and I will follow him.
可是约翰就说了，你们是有圣灵的人。
But John is saying that you have Holy Spirit.
但是他马上用真理去提醒信徒说，一切的灵你们都不可信，不可都信。
But and then right after that, in truth, he reminds believers do not believe every spirit.
因为灵的事情是真实的。
Because spiritual things are real.
灵的事情会影响我们生活的。
Spiritual things can influence our lives.
但是灵的事情不是容易明白的。
But spiritual things are also difficult to understand.
我们是拥有圣灵。
We have the Holy Spirit.
我们的心灵被触碰到了。
Our hearts were touched.
我们在灵界里面，我们已经有一种感动了。
in the spiritual world, we can feel something.
但是一切的灵你不可以都信。
But do not believe every spirit.
你要去试验这个灵是不是出于神的。
Always test whether it is coming from God.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十和二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21.
保罗在这边告诉帖撒罗尼迦的信徒，不要藐视先知的讲论。
Here, Paul reminds the believers there, do not despise prophecies.
但是怎么样？要凡事去查验。
But test everything.
善美的要持守。
Hold fast what is good.
然后各样的恶事要禁戒不做。
And abstain from every form of evil.
他这里面讲到凡事的查验，这个查验这个字，就是在我们看的约翰一书第四章里面讲的那个试验灵的试验。
So when they say, when Paul says examine, it's the same word we see in 1 John, test.
你知道神要我们爱。
You see that God wants us to love.
可是神不要让我们无知天真的去爱。
But God does not want us to love.Naively and ignorantly.
因为人的层面来讲，爱好像就是完全的包容，是无止境的，没有限制，没有规范的去包容。
Because from human perspective, unconditional love means there is no boundary, there is no limit.
但是神告诉我们说，你要照着神的心意去爱，你要照着真理的指示，你要照着圣灵的运行去爱。
But God's will is that we love.But we love in truth, we love according to God's will, and we love according to Holy Spirit.
神一而再、再而三地提醒我们，我们的爱是情感上面的一个表现。
Time and again, God reminds us, the way we love is to express our emotions.
但是更也是我们的心智上面的一个操练。
But it is also an exercise of our minds.
当我们说我们用心灵去爱的时候，弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters, when we say that we love in spirit, in heart，
当我们用心灵去爱的时候，这是包括我们情绪上面，也包括我们心智上面的展现。
That's a revelation, that's an expression of both our emotions and our mind.
神要我们全部的人在他的面前去爱。
God wants us to love in front of him holistically.
神也要我们在爱的上面被建造，在爱的上面能够成熟。
It's also God's will that we will become mature, will be built up when we love.
约翰在这边事实上给我们的是一个提醒，是一个警告。
So here, John gives us a reminder, a warning.
我们需要去注意它。
We need to pay attention to it.
他为什么说我们要去试验这个灵呢？
Why did he say we need to test the spirit?
他说，因为第一节他说，因为世上现在已经有很多假先知出来了。
For in verse 1, he says that many false prophets have gone out into the world.
假先知讲的是假福音。
False prophets means false gospel.
假先知是说是讲神的教导，但是却是违背神的心意。
So they claim to be teach God's word, but in fact they were against God's will.
一个假先知的灵是受到撒旦魔鬼控制的灵。
The spirit of a false prophet is controlled by Satan.
不但有这个假先知的灵，在第三节他那边说，还有这个敌基督者的灵。
So in verse 3, It not only mentioned the spirit of false prophets, but also the spirit of the Antichrist.
他们所做的事，他们所讲的话，事实上是敌对主耶稣基督的。
What they do and what they say are actually against our Lord Christ.
有些是很直接的说，你们不要去认耶稣。
Some are directly against, and say that don't get to know Jesus Christ.
或者他们敌对的方法可以说，你不要去信基督教，信别的教比较好。
Another way they can antichrist is to persuade you to other religion.
可是更恐怖的是他们那似是而非的那种教导。
But what's more frightful is the kind of lies that appear to be true.
他们可以跟你讲，我们来跟耶稣。
They can say, "Well, come, let's follow Jesus."
你用这样的方式来跟耶稣。
But follow him in this way.
可是他所带你去认识的耶稣，不是圣经里面神启示给我们降世为人、道成肉身的那位耶稣。
But the Jesus they lead you to is not the true Jesus that's revealed in the scripture that come into flesh and that die on the cross.
这是敌基督者的灵。
That's the spirit of Antichrist.
然后在第六节最后他还告诉我们说，灵里面有真理的灵，还有这个妙望的灵。
And also in verse 6, he mentioned that there's the spirit of truth, but there is also the spirit of error.
妙望的灵就是一个错误的，或者是有谬误的灵。
The spirit of error means it's false, it's wrong.
真理的灵就是神的灵。
The spirit of truth is the spirit of God.
那约翰福音里面告诉我们的。
In the book of John,
主耶稣基督他亲口的告诉我们说，神的灵，这个神的这个慰藉者的灵，他就是真理的灵。
So in book of John, Jesus told us that the helper of God, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is the Spirit of God.
The Spirit of truth.
The Spirit of truth.
而这个妙望的灵就是属于撒旦魔鬼的邪恶的灵。
But the Spirit of error belongs to Satan, belongs to the devil.
你知道在这边约翰或者说圣经上面所给我们的警告是什么吗，弟兄姐妹？
Brothers and sisters, then what is the warning John or the Bible is giving us here?
当一个人或者一个人的灵，或者说我们觉得有一个灵在跟我们说话的时候，
So when a person, a human being, feels like a spirit is speaking to us,
我们需要去检查，我们要去试验这个人或这个灵所说的。
We need to test, we need to discern what's said by this person or this spirit.
当一个人讲话的时候，他背后都有灵的控制。
When someone is speaking, behind him there is always a spirit controlling him.
或者说我们有时候自己在祷告，自己在冥想的时候，我们觉得有一个什么声音在跟我们说话。
And sometimes while we are praying or meditating, we feel like there is a voice speaking to us.
我们一般就要去试验他，我们要用我们对神的了解，对神话语的认识，我们要去辨明他。
But we need to discern where it comes from using our understanding of God's word and our knowing of our God.
但是更重要的是，当一个人自称为是替神说话的时候，我们更要去小心分辨。
But more importantly, when someone claims that he's speaking on behalf of God, we have to be extra careful.
这个假先知或者是敌基督的灵
，The spirit of false prophet or the antichrist，
今天在我们当中
，is among us today。
我们说他们像是披羊皮的狼
，We say they are like the wolf in sheep's clothes。
他们说他们是替神说话的
，They claim that they are speaking on behalf of God。
他们说他们是引人到主耶稣基督的面前。
They claim that they are to lead people in front of Jesus
Christ. 可是事实上，他因为带领人进入的是一个假的福音。
But in fact, because they lead people into a false gospel.
所以信他们的信息的人，事实上是没有不能得到拯救的。
So those who believe in their message cannot get salvation.
而当我们去信这种所谓的他们讲出来的福音的时候
，So when we believe the so-called gospel preached by them.
我们不但不能真正得到神的拯救，和不能真正经历到神的大能。
Not only that we cannot get salvation from God and really experience the power from God.
更严重的是，因为我们已经接受了一个信息，我们觉得它对我们有好处。当真正的福音，当神的真理呈现在我们面前的时候，我们比较不容易去好好的去面对它，甚至不愿意去接受它。
But more damaging is that.When we think, okay, we've already got this good message and we are benefiting from it, then when the truth comes, it's harder for us to confront the truth, to accept it.
哥林多后书第十一章给我们描写这样的人是什么样的人。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, describe to us what kind of people are false prophets.
哥林多后书第十一章十三到十五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 to 15.
那等人是假使徒，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样，这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使，所以他的差役若装作仁义的差役，也不算为稀奇。
Such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness.
弟兄姐妹，换句话说，
In other words, brothers and sisters,
我们需要了解，不是我们听到的我们都去信。
We need to understand that we do not believe in everything we hear.
甚至当有人跟你说，或者是你在读东西的时候，上面说我这是从神来的，你都不能全信。
Even when people claim that, or some authors write things they claim it's from God, you cannot believe all of them.
甚至当有人说，你知道我跟你讲的都是圣经上所说的，你也不可以全信。
Even when people say, well, what I told you is all coming from the scripture, you cannot fully believe it.
有人说，哦，我记得圣经上面说，好像你的东西要，你的金钱要与我分享。
Some people approach you and say, well, according scripture, you need to share your financial possessions with me because that's a demonstration of love.
那你听他说圣经上说的，我就信了嘛。
And then you believe because this is according to him, that's biblical.
那你一定要问圣经上面哪里说，你翻给我看。
You have to follow up and say, where in the Bible? Show me.
我不敢想象我要讲下面的这几句话。
I can't believe I'm going to say what I'm going to say next.
我们甚至不能相信那些说是做主的这个仆人所讲出来的话，我们就全信。
We cannot trust every word said by so-called servants of God.
他说我进过神学院，我读过神学，所以今天我跟你讲的话我们不可以都听。
Even some people say, well, I've been studying theology in a seminary, but you cannot trust like every word he said.
甚至今天自称为牧师，自称为布道家的人，他们讲的话你不可以都全信。
Even those who are, you know, pastors or preachers, we cannot believe everything they say.
这个人说我是神话语的出口。
Someone say, I'm an outlet of God's word.
他说我是先知，我讲预言的。
Some say that I prophesy. I am a prophet.
约翰说你不能都信这一切灵啊。
John says, do not believe in every spirit.
神讲的是真理。
God speaks truth.
所以神启示给我们的是真理。
So what God reveals to us is truth.
可是我们知道撒旦魔鬼他讲的是谎言。
But we also know that Satan speaks Lies.
你知道谎言是欺哄人的。
Lies are deceitful.
它之所以是谎言，之所以是欺哄人，是因为你辨别不出来。
It is called lies because it's harder for us to discern what it is.
那圣经里面称撒旦为谎言之父。
Bible we call Satan the father of all lies.
你知道什么叫做谎言之父吗？
Do you know what does it mean?
那就是这就是撒谎手段最高的。
Because he is the most skilled liar.
就是你分辨不出来他到底是在讲实话还是讲谎话的。
Because it's hard for you to tell what he says is true or false.
那个撒谎一下就被你认出来的，那个就不是谎言之父了。
The kind of lie that you can see right through is not coming from the father of lies.
一个信徒需要能够去分辨什么是真理的，什么是属神的，什么是谎言，什么是属撒旦的。
A believer needs to have the ability to discern what is the true coming from the spirit of God and what is a lie that comes from the spirit of Satan.
所以我们这些属神的人，我们是有神真理的。
Us, we are from God. We have the truth from God.
我们当初认识主耶稣基督的时候，我们知道是那个真理的灵来到我们的生命当中。
At the very beginning, when we came to know Jesus Christ, we see the truth coming from the Holy Spirit.
因为当圣灵感动我们，我们来读圣经的时候，我们就发现这个圣经的言语是神真正的启示，在我们的心灵的层面有给我们很真实的一个喂养。
So by the moving of Holy Spirit, when we read the Bible, we feel like truly in our spirit, we get the nourishment, we get the revelation from God Himself.
但是神的真理是一而再再而三不断地被受到攻击的。
But then again, the truth from God is also challenged by other spirits.
属神的人，我们做神儿女的人的人，是不断地会受到神的仇敌的攻击的。
So us as God's children, we constantly face the attack from God's enemies.
也因为如此，所以我们要很小心、很小心地去持守我们的真理。
So because of those attacks, we need to be very careful to hold steadfast the truth from God.
我们要不断地、不断地去认清圣灵的声音。
We need to constantly, continuously try to discern what's the voice coming from Holy Spirit.
我们是因为圣灵的更新而认识了主耶稣基督。我们在神话语上面的成长也是要受到圣灵的教导。所以我们要去了解神借着他的灵跟我们说的话是不是他的声音啊。
It's by the Holy Spirit we get renewal, get the new life in Jesus Christ. It's also by the Holy Spirit we can grow and we can mature in spirit.And therefore, we have to always be very careful in discerning what is the voice from the true spirit.
2000年前，当主耶稣基督的教会开始建立，一直到如今，神的教会、神的真理、神的儿女是不断的受到攻击的。
So, ever since 2000 years ago, when God's church got established, God's children are constantly under attack from Satan.
假福音、假先知、假教师。敌基督的灵是不断的是想要去渗入这个渗透神的家。
So the false teachers, false apostles, false spirits constantly trying to infiltrate God's family.
这些敌基督假先知。
These antichrist, false prophets.
他们外表是光明之子。
They appear, they disguise as sons of light.
好像是公义的这个使徒
They pretend to be apostles of righteousness.
他们甚至有时候去还用圣经里面的话还去引用几句圣经
Sometimes they even quote from the Bible.
可是神的话一直不断地提醒我们我们要小心谨慎地不要中他们的诡计
But God's word constantly reminds us we want to be very vigilant, very careful, don't get deceived by them.
马太福音第七章第十五节这样说。
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 15.
这是主耶稣基督的话。
These are the words from Jesus Christ.
他说你们要防备假先知他们到你们这里来外面披着羊皮里面却是暴露的羊
He said,
残暴的羊残暴的狼
He said beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing but inwardly are ravenous wolves
你知道这些人
You know these people?
他们外表长得像这是一个美国的俚语啊、哦。
So it's a American saying.
他们外面长得像一只鸭。
They look like a duck.
他们走路的样子像一只鸭。
They walk like a duck.
他们甚至出生的时候像一只鸭。
They even quack like a duck.
可他们不是鸭。
But they are not ducks.
他们是披着羊皮的狼。
They are wolves in sheep's clothing.
我们要怎么样子去试验一个灵呢
？So how do we test a spirit？
这个很重要。
This is very important。
当我们说试验灵的时候
，When we say testing of spirit，
事实上我们是两个层面。
There are two layers。
第一是这个人他背后的灵是什么灵
？Number one， what kind of spirit it is behind this person？
当我们听见一个人他说是传讲神的话。
When we hear someone claim that they are preaching God's word,
可是他背后的这个控制他的灵到底是神的灵呢，还是邪灵啊
？But the spirit that control him is it from God or from the devil?
那第二个层面是，当我们自己在灵里面追求的时候，我们有时候觉得灵里面受到另外一个灵的感动，这个是属于神的灵还是撒旦的灵啊？
Another layer is when we are alone, when we are meditating and feel like we are moved by some spirit, but we have to be able to discern where does that spirit come from.
今天就跟弟兄姐妹分享五点。
So I have 5 points to share with you.
这五点很重要。
They are very important.
当然有其他更多分辨的方式。
There are other methods of discernment.
但是如果在我们在这五点上面有认识的清楚并且操练的话，我们就知道我们走到是一个这个正路上面。
But we'll know that we are on the right track when we learn and exercise and practice these 5 points.
第一点。
First.
这个人或这个灵是不是根据圣经而去讲真理呢？
Does the person or spirit speak truth according to scripture?
他所教的，他所讲的是不是符合神已经向我们显明的心意？就是这本圣经，这本圣经就是神向我们已经显露出来他的心意了。
Is what is spoken and taught in fact the teaching or that's revealed already in this Bible?
还是说，当这个人在讲话的时候，他把他的想法，他把他的这些方式讲完了以后，他去圣经里面找几节经文去支持、去辅佐他的这个教导
？Or this person already has his own idea, his own will, and then he simply quote the scripture in support of this man or spirit.
这个人是把神的话实际的分析了解以后传讲出来喂养给我们，还是他把他自己的一些思想、自己的一些方式讲出来要我们接受，然后就说你看圣经也支持我的说法。
So does this person really read God's word and interpret God's will and as it's revealed by the Bible and use those to pastor us? Or he's trying to give you his own idea and his own mind and then he quotes the scripture try to support his own ideas?
这个事实上是非常的危险的。
This is very dangerous.
如果我们不好小心的注意的话，
if we don't pay close attention to it.
今天有一个人他可以说我是神。
Someone can claim, I am God.
我今天已经成长到一个地步，我就跟神一样。
I'm so mature, I've grown into the equal status as God.
然后我们都是信主的人，每一个基督徒有一天都要变成神。
And then we as believers one day will become equal of God.
你看圣经上面不是说吗？你们都要有主耶稣基督的样式。
See, in the Bible, isn't it say that you need to bear the image of Jesus Christ?
那你看你这样一听，哇，圣经果然是这样讲啊。
And then you say, well, that sounds about right.
这是把神，这是把人的道理摆在神的话语之上。
This is actually upholding the word of man on top of above God's word.
断章取义，把圣经里面的一两句话、一两段话这个断章取义的拿出来支持他的一些教导。
This is actually quoting without context, using, you know, a fragment of God's word to support his own thinking.
那你去看那个圣经经文，你就知道，当他说要有主耶稣基督样式的时候，是要我们学主耶稣基督谦卑的心，在神面前是顺服神的那个心意。
So when we actually carefully examine the context that we need to grow into the form, the image of Christ is to teach us to be humble and to be obedient.
弟兄姐妹，在圣经里面有一群信徒是我们很需要的，也是一个很好的榜样。
There is a group of Christians. They are good example for us to follow.
在使徒行传第十七章里面告诉我们，这群信徒他们是住在比利亚的人。
So those are the Christians who live in Berea, and that's described in Acts chapter 17.
我们来看《使徒行传》第十七章第十一节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 17, verse 11.
在比利亚这个地方的人，他们咸于或更好于帖撒罗尼迦的人，为什么呢？因为他们甘心领受这个道，就是保罗的教导，就是这个福音刚传出去的，他们甘心喜乐的去领受了。然后呢，天天的他们去查考圣经，他们要晓得这个道对或不对。
So why are they better or good examples? These Jews were more noble than Thessalonians because they received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so.
你们知道，当保罗在传福音的时候。
You see, when Paul is preaching the gospel,
他讲的是天国的奥秘。
He spoke about the mystery of heaven.
他讲到的是神对世人的拯救。
He spoke about the salvation of God.
他是讲到人从这个苦难的世界当中对未来往后有那荣耀的盼望的信息。
His message is that even though we are in a world full of sufferings, we can have this hope in eternal life.
他讲的是主耶稣。
He preaches about Jesus Christ.
当他讲到的时候，他是带着能力的。
When he preaches, he has the power.
圣灵与他同在。
Holy Spirit is with him.
然后他是有神迹奇事跟随着他的。
So miracles, signs follow Paul.
所以当他在讲福音的时候，这群犹太人一听到这个福音，他们心里面非常非常的这个喜悦。
So when he preached gospel to the to this group of Christians, they feel very touched and very joyful.
可是他们怎么样啊？他们去神的话里面去查说，这个信息听得很好，我也愿意接受，可是有没有符合神的心意啊？
But even then, even though they were so happy and feel like the message was wonderful, but they still careful and they examine the message and see whether those are true according to the Bible.
有的时候我们听到一个人或者是一个灵在给我们一个启示教导。
Sometimes a man or spirit speak to us.
或者是我们在一个聚会的一个 场所，因为当时的气氛，或者是因为当时好像其他人的反应，我们就觉得心里面很火热，很感动。
Or if at a gathering, because of the atmosphere, the vibe that make us feel like very moved.
啊，这个讲得太好了。
Oh, what a wonderful sermon.
这个背后有灵的工作。
There must be Holy Spirit moving behind it.
然后我的心灵里面好像有共鸣。
And then I in my heart I feel the same way.
然后呢，又有一点神的话，所以这一定是对的。
And then he also quotes some verses from the Bible. Then it must be right.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们不能停在那里。
Let's not remain at that state.
我要回去看神的话，我要回去去好好的分辨，好好的去这个查验，这个讲的到底是不是符合神的心意啊？
Instead, we need to return, go back to God's word, read the Bible, and be careful to discern and examine and test whether they are indeed God's will.
神启示的话语和神的心意永远要在人的话和人的心意之上。
The word revealed by God Himself will always be above man's word.
第二
Second,
当这个人或这个灵是带领你去跟随基督的吗？
Second way we need to ask whether this person or spirit is leading you towards Jesus Christ.
还是说这个人啊，因为用他的讲话的方式，或者是用他的这个影响魅力，他把你带领的是更去跟随他这个人。
Or this person is using his eloquence, his charisma to lead you to other human beings.
当你被吸引着的时候，你说我是更进入到了主耶稣基督的面前，爱他更深，还是我开始进入到跟着这个人的带领之下，我是被这个人去吸引到。
So when you are drawn, are you drawn closer to Jesus Christ, to God, or are you drawn or attracted by this particular person?
一个真正属神的仆人，
A true servant of God，
一个属于神的先知，
A true prophet of God,
一个讲神话的人
who preaches God's word,
没有一个人是照他自己的心意而讲，一定是照着神的心意去讲。
They will not preach according to their own will, but according to God's will.
旧约圣经里面亚伯拉罕也好，摩西也好，各样的先知以赛亚、以利亚也好。
So in Old Testament, whether it's Abraham, Moses, Isaiah,
Elijah or Elisha.
Yeah.
或是新约圣经里面的这些使徒，保罗、约翰、雅各、彼得。
Or in New Testament, Paul, James, John, Peter.
或者是在基督教的历史当中，过去两千年被神所重用的这些神的仆人啊。
Or in the history of the church, those who who were used by God, God's servants.
他们没有一个人是把人带到他们自己的面前。
None of them led people towards them themselves.
因为他知道他服侍的是神。
Because they knew who they serve is God.
所以他一定是把人带到主耶稣基督面前。
So certainly they will lead people to Jesus Christ.
我感谢神，我不是一个有魅力的人。
I thank God, I'm not a very charming person.
我不是一个被人看见就喜欢上的人。
I'm not like someone will fall in love with me at first sight.
我也不是一个讲话好像很甜，然后很容易让人高兴的一个有说话艺术的人。
So I'm not very skilled or artful in the words I speak, like very sweet words.
但是呢，有人是这样子的。
But some people are like that.
但是他们服侍神的时候。
But when they serve the Lord,
他们说我要把自己降低。
But they say that we will humble ourselves.
我要把我这个人，我要缩减。
So I need to reduce me myself, the person,
decrease. 因为我要让主耶稣基督增长。
Because I want Jesus Christ to increase.
耶稣是教会的元首。
Jesus Christ is the head of church.
以弗所书告诉我们说，这个神的家是主耶稣基督的身体，只有一个头，就是耶稣。
In Ephesians, it talks about how there is one body of God's church, God's family, and the head is Jesus Christ.
我是长老也好，我是牧师也好，我是传道人也好，我是使徒也好，我不是把人带到我的面前。
Whether I'm an elder, I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher, or I'm an apostle, I am leading people to Jesus Christ.
那个把你们带到他们自己面前的，那就是邪灵。
Those who lead you to themselves, those are spirit of evil.
你因为这个人或因为这个灵而更去火热的追求主耶稣基督，更多的成为那个紧紧追随主耶稣基督的门徒的时候，你就知道这是圣灵的带领。
Now, because of this person or this spirit, you are drawn closer to Jesus Christ. You are following Jesus Christ more eagerly. Then we know this must be the spirit of God.
约翰福音十五章第五节告诉我们说，主耶稣他说：“我是葡萄树啊，你们是枝子。”
In Book of John, chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus said that I am the vine, you are the branches.
我们每一个属于他的人，我们是要连在主耶稣基督身上。
All of us who belong to Him, we need to connect to Jesus Christ.
你不是去连到大使徒的身上。
You are not connected to this great apostle.
你不是连在长老牧师的身上。
You are not connected to the pastor or elders.
你不是连在另外一个信徒的身上。
Or any other believer.
你要去连到主耶稣基督的身上。
You need to connect and attach to Jesus Christ.
一个属神的灵所带领我们进入的就是去与主连接。
The spirit of God will lead us to connect with God.
好，第三个。
Third.
这个人或这个灵是不是宣称他有一个独特的、一个特殊、超越圣经以外的一种真理或经验呢？
Does the personal spirit claim special and unique extra biblical truths and experiences that you cannot verify with the Bible?
那他这个真理跟这个经验，因为是超越圣经的，是奇特的，所以你没有办法用圣经去证实它的真假。
So because how special and how unique his message is, then he said that you can't verify it using the scripture.
这种一般他们会一开始就说，我今天呢、啊、做神的仆人传道，因为我有一个很独特的经历。
So they will begin with the statement that, well, I'm a servant of God, but I have a very unique experience.
神特别跟我讲了话，然后他让我看见天国的事情。
God speaks to me in a very special way, and He revealed to me what heaven's like.
他跟我说我要成为你们的牧者。
God told me I will pastor you.
他们告诉我说我有特别属天的灵粮，我要赐给你们。
God says I possess this very special spiritual food, and that's what I'm going to give to you.
那这是圣灵特别的启示，因为圣经里面没有。
Now, this is a very unique revelation from Holy Spirit. You cannot find it anywhere else in the Bible.
但是你跟着我的话，神的祝福就会与你同在。
But if you follow me, God will bless you.
那跟着我的意思就是你要支持我啊。
So he means that you need to support me.
那我要建教堂，你们就要开始奉献啊。
I wanted to build a church building and you need to donate.
我们是为主建教会，不是为人建教会。
We build a church.For God, not for any person.
神跟我说，我要在 Rancho Cucamonga 建一个5000人的教会，你们要不要跟着我一起去建做神的工啊？
God told me that we need to build a huge church and can fit 5,000 people. Are you following me?
就是我昨天晚上半夜的时候，圣灵降临在我身上，然后我跟神摔跤三个小时之后得到的启示。
That happened last night after wrestling with God for 3 hours in the dead of night. That's what God told me.
你要不要为神的国？你要不要为这个神的国摆上一份心力啊？
Then wouldn't you want to help out, be part of the building of God's kingdom?
我跟你讲，今天你听到一个人这样讲。
So let me tell you, if a person tells you this,
你就扭头往外跑。
Then you need to run away.
很恐怖。
This is horrible.
今天如果留这样的话，我讲这样的话，你们也要扭头跑。
So even if this is what Pastor Alex and I told you, you need to run away too.
可能你们先用爱心跟我们说诚实话。
Maybe you will first speak truth to us in love.
你们先跟我们说，你那个灵是圣灵吗？
You will challenge us. Is that spirit coming from God?
我相信，如果是真理的灵，是这个神的灵，我想我们应该有同样的感动啊。
Because I think if it is indeed spirit of truth, then we should have the same message.
你要小心别乱讲话。
Be careful, do not speak falsely.
我们如果要说我们是讲神的话，或者说有从神里面的感动，我们要百分之百的确定这是神的事情，不然的话，后果我们自己承担。
So if you claim that you are speaking from God's word, it's God's word you are saying, you have to be 100% certain, otherwise there are severe consequences.
所以当一个人或一个灵特别说他有一个独特超越 我的这个经历或者是神给我的看见是超越圣经，圣经和我们都很看得很贵重，我的是超越圣经的时候，你们就要开始小心，我们要去试验这个人和这个灵。
So whenever you hear a person say that, well, my experience and my feeling is so unique and special that you cannot find it anywhere in the Bible, you have to be alarmed.
神要让我们知道关于他的真理的事情，他都已经向我们显明了。
Because everything God wants to reveal to us about truth, He revealed it through the Bible.
要不然就是很实际的用诫命的方式让我们看见。
Sometimes are very practical, like commandments.
要不然他就是用一个模式，一个 pattern 让我们看见该怎么样去做。
Or sometimes it's revealed through a pattern.
好，第四。
Number four.
所以这第四个事实上跟前面的这几点，特别是第一点、第二点有相关联。
So point four are related to the first two.
可是更实际的就是说，这个人或这个灵他是带领你、指引你，让你去更追求神的话语吗？
But more specifically, does this personal spirit point you to the word of God?
你是变得更渴慕、更追求神的话吗？
Do you become, very thirsty and yearn for God's word?
当你在一个所谓的教会或者一个群体、基督徒聚集的群体的聚会当中，
When you are in a gathering of Christians,
如果大家看起来好像都是这么的火热，这么的投入，这么的热情。
If everyone appears to be so earnest, so fired up.
不论是他们因为在唱歌啊，或者是他们在跳舞啊，或者是他们在嬉笑啊。
Whether they are singing, dancing, or laughing.
甚至你说看到他们好像中间有人，他们很高兴，他们病得医治。
And some of them were very happy because they are healed.
但是呢？他们就说我好像跟神更亲近了。
And they say that I have this closer relationship with God.
你说我因为有这样的一个经历，跟一群信徒在一起，我就觉得我好像我的灵命成长了。
So you feel like through this experience with the kind of believers, my spiritual maturity also growing.
但是让你真正知道你的灵命有没有成长，有没有被圣灵得着的是，你是不是因为这些经历使你对神的话语更渴慕、更追求？
But the true test whether your spiritual life has grown is whether you yearn for and thirst for God's word.
你说我喜欢那样的气氛和情感。
You can say that, well, I really like the kind of atmosphere and that kind of emotion.
可是我就不喜欢读神的话。
But I just don't feel the same way about God's word.
牧师讲神的话的时候，教会弟兄姐妹查经的时候，我自己灵修的时候，反正我就不想碰，因为那个我没感觉。
And I, whether it's God's word preached by the pastor or when we are in Bible study or I my own meditation, I just don't feel the same way about God's word.
那你碰到的那个灵就不是圣灵。
then the spirit you encountered is not Holy Spirit.
因为神的灵就是真理的灵，是引起我们去认识、更追求、了解神的话的。
Because the spirit of truth is from God, it will lead you into more yearning for His word.
圣灵很容易了解。
Holy Spirit is easy to understand.
圣灵就是神的灵。
Because Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
神的灵当然是照着神的心意把我们引去神的话里面嘛。
And of course, if it's Spirit of God, it will lead you to God's Word.
神的灵怎么会跟你说，你不要去读我的话，你去外面经历一下就好了，我的话不重要。
How could a Spirit of God tell you that don't mind my word, go to the world and find something else?
主耶稣基督就跟门徒说了，这个神，这个圣灵，真理的灵将要被赐下，因为它会使你想起我所对你们说的一切的话。
So Jesus Christ told his disciples that Holy Spirit will be upon you and will remind you to remember everything I told you.
最后一个。
Last point.
这个人或者说这个灵，他的生命和他的生活是不是很有力的展现出一个神儿女的样式？
Does the personal spirit live a life that powerfully demonstrates the kind of life that a child of God ought to have?
他这个人，他是你让你看见他的生命和生活当中是一个被神得着，有新的生命，然后是可以做我们的模范和榜样吗？
Does this person's life exemplifies the new life of Christ and is worthy to become our example?
一个被神使用做出口、做教导、做带领的人。
Someone who is used by God to be an outlet of God's word or a teacher.
他的生命一定是先被神得着，而且已经在被神塑造的一个生命。
His or her life must already belong to God and was molded or built up by God.
他不会是一个完美的生命。
That wouldn't be a perfect life.
我们都不是完美的生命。
Nobody is perfect.
但是我们是一个被神塑造、不断的在成长的生命。
But our life is being built up by God, and we are growing.
我知道有一个人。
I know a person.
他是专门喜欢带敬拜的。
He really enjoys leading worship.
他敬拜的时候，他唱歌是蛮好听的。
He has a very good voice.
他也会弹琴。
And he can play the piano.
他敬拜的时候喜欢跳舞。
And he likes to dance.
然后呢，他就很喜欢讲圣灵在他的生命当中的工作。
And he loves to share how Holy Spirit has worked in his life.
他说：“我最大的心愿就是神赐给我一群人，让我可以带着他们去敬拜爱我的神。”
He said that my biggest wish is that God can lead a group of people to me, and then I will lead them to worship God.
所以大家在教会就跟着这个人敬拜。
So in church, everyone follows the person to worship.
可是当你去认识这个人的生活和生命的时候，
But when you get to know this person's life,
他是一个没有节制的人。
He does not have self-control.
他是一个不能好好的在外面工作，然后持续的负责任的人。
He's not someone who can hold on to a job and has responsibility.
他是一个情绪完全没有控制的人。
He is a very emotional person without constraint.
他因为他的这个人的性格和情绪的关系，丈夫没有办法跟他在一起。
Oh, and because of her personality, her husband can no longer be with her.
这样的人说他是受圣灵的掌控，带领我们去认识神，可能吗？
How is it possible?Such a person can claim that she was touched by Holy Spirit to lead the church.
一个在生命当中或生活里面没有展现出神的话语告诉我们一个新造的人的那个性格品德的时候。
So if a person cannot demonstrate the kind of character, the kind of integrity you can receive from Holy Spirit from your new life.
然后看不到他们对神话语的尊重，然后受到圣灵的感动而去行出神的话的时候，我们说这里面的灵是什么灵啊？
And then you see that the person's life, the person does not honor God's word, does not follow God's commandment. How can you say the spirit behind her or him is from God?
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
一个爱神的人，一个热衷于主耶稣基督的人。
someone who loves God, someone who is really earnest about Jesus Christ.
我们都是很盼望看见圣灵在我们生命当中的工作。
We are all eager to see, the work that's done by the Holy Spirit in our life.
我们渴慕啊，我们追求啊。
We really yearn for it. We really pursue it.
我们不是只是想要未来在天国离世之后去经历神的丰富。
It's not just the kind of riches of Holy Spirit we experience in the eternal life after death.
一个真正属于神的人，我们的心中都会有这样的一股冲动。
Someone who is truly belong to God, we will have this kind of drive in our hearts.
Impulse. 我们这个冲动是神啊，你让我现在在我的生命当中，在我的生活里面看见你大能的展现。
We have this impulse. We will pray, God, show me your power in my life right now at this very moment.
让我看见神迹。
Let me see miracle.
就是这种的情绪，使得今天很多爱主、很多清心，就是想要更认识神的弟兄姐妹，去追求这些所谓属灵的恩赐，或者是属灵的祝福，让我们病能够得到医治，让我们可以讲方言，让我们可以在我们的生活上面得到物质的这些祝福。
So this kind of impulse or motivation that drove many Christians to chase after so-called spiritual gifting, spiritual blessing of healing, speaking in tongues, and material blessings.
这些的渴慕不是错的。
Now wanting these things.There's nothing wrong with it.
可是今天那些假先知、假师父、敌基督的灵，那个属撒旦、恶魔的灵，他就找到这个机会去把这些基督徒的心笼住。
But then it also become an opportunity for the false prophets, antichrist. They use this to try to hold on to our hearts.
可是你知道他们所能够呈现给我们看的所谓属灵的这个层面。不是真正圣灵所能够供应给我们的。
However, what they are not able to show us the true miracles that can only come from the Spirit of God.
你我们要讲医治的话。
When we speaking of healing,
我们在圣经里面看到，当主耶稣基督或者是圣灵使那些使徒医治的时候。
In the Bible, when we see Jesus Christ or the apostles when they heal.
神的大能是清楚的，可以看见的，是有能力，是实在的。
God's power is always real, visible, substantial, and undeniable.
神的医治不是头痛背痛的医治。
When it comes to healing, it's not healing headaches or back pain.
神的医治不是说只是我心里面觉得很空虚，然后来到这边，我现在觉得心里面我齐了。
It's not just, okay, I used to feel this sense of emptiness, but now I feel, okay, I can become joyful.
不是说这些不算是医治。
I'm not saying these are not healing.
但是当神的圣灵的工作医治的时候，他们是大能的医治。
But when Holy Spirit heals, this is very powerful.
那是死人复活哎。
The dead rises.
那是瞎眼的看见。
The blind sees.
那个是不能说话的人说出话来。
It's the dumb can speak.
那个是瘸腿的，一身瘸腿的人现在可以走路。
The crippled walks.
这是一个心里面很自私、很骄傲的人，现在开始把他自己所有的分给人。
There's someone who used to be selfish now gives and shares.
这是讲到一个生活在罪恶当中的人，他可以在神的面前，他能够悔改，然后有一个新生的样式。
The sinful person were able to repent and then live out a new life.
这是圣灵真正的工作，是不可能、不可以否认，是大能改变生命的工作。
These are undeniable, powerful, true healing from God.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
如果有人他跟我们说
，if someone tells us，
你要爱主，你来我这里
；if you love the Lord， come to me。
然后你要得神的祝福，你要在你的生活当中有健康、有金钱、有物质的供应，然后你要不要再有疼痛，不要再有忧伤，你来我这里。
if you want to receive God's blessings, you want to be healthy, has money, no pain, come to me.
然后你跟着我们一起。
Follow us.
聚会的时候上跳下跳。
And when we are gathering, just jumping up and down.
不要控制自己的情绪，不要控制自己的这个 行动，然后呢，就在神的面前自由的舒展。
So just, you know, in front of God, just let go and just completely free.
然后他们说，你们来这边就会有一个灵里面的经历。
And then you are going to experience this spiritual, experience.
我告诉你，这是灵里的经历，没错。
Well, it is actually, that is some spirit.
就不是圣灵。
But it's not a spirit of God.
那不是圣灵，就是邪灵。
If it's not spirit of God, then it's spirit of evil.
我们如果真正要看见圣灵在我们生命里面的工作
，If you really want to see the Spirit of God working in your life，
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们要圣灵来改变我们呐、啊。
We want Holy Spirit to change us。
我们要让圣灵来改变我们自己心里面那个倔强顽固的心。
We want the Holy Spirit to change our very stubborn, hard heart。
我们要圣灵来光照我们，让我们看见我们事实上都还是自私自利的人。
We want the Holy Spirit to shine upon us, so we realize we're still selfish.
也就是因为我们顽固，就是因为我们自私。
Because we're so stubborn and selfish.
所以今天在我们的婚姻里面，我们会碰见问题。
So today in our marriage, we will have all these issues.
所以今天我在工作上面，我会跟同事、跟上司，我会不愉快。
So that I cannot get along with my colleagues or my boss.
那我在今天在教会里面，我就不能真正的与弟兄姐妹相亲相爱。
And then I couldn't truly love my brothers and sisters in church.
我们，你如果真的要去看圣灵的工作。
If you really want to see Holy Spirit at
work, 不要去那个所谓的聚会里面，好像心情、情绪上面的抒发而已，或者是背痛、腰痛被医治。
Don't go to the gatherings where you can just release your emotions freely, or that your back pain or your headache can get mitigated.
教会真正的见证是让世人看见圣灵改变你的婚姻。
The true testimony, that's the work of Holy Spirit, is to see that your marriage is transformed.
你那个爱情冷淡了，没有感情的婚姻死灰复燃，然后呢，夫妻之间彼此同心的在神里面得神的祝福。
Your marriage used to be dying down, but now it's rekindled by God's love, and you're receiving God's blessing.
没有圣灵的工作，不会有这样的一种复活。
Without Holy Spirit's work, this kind of revival is impossible.
你自己心里面深处的那种固执、那种自私、那种顽强，或者甚至懒惰的心，引起你今天在家庭里面碰见的问题。
The kind of issues or problems you had at home is due to the deep down in your heart, you are still stubborn and selfish.
Selfish, lazy, and stubborn. 这是神的话，我不是对你们说而已。
I'm not just telling you. This is God's word.
我也是有婚姻的人。
I'm also a married man.
我自己也是一个自私、顽固、然后懒惰的人。
I'm also selfish, lazy, and stubborn.
可是神能不能使用我们的生命，让圣灵的改变，让他的名得荣耀、啊、
？Even so, can God is God able to change and transform our life and give glory to His name?
我跟你讲
，Let me tell you.
今天如果在你的心中，你觉得，哦，有声音告诉我说，我在教会里面不需要跟弟兄姐妹相爱。
If there is a voice in your heart saying that, well, you don't need to love brothers and sisters in church.
我恨他们也无所谓。
I can hate them, so what?
因为他这个人就是不好。
Because he's not a good person.
那这不是圣灵的声音。
Then it's not the voice from Holy Spirit.
如果今天有一个声音告诉你
If there is a voice.
你今天婚姻不好，你就分开吧。
Saying that, well, your marriage is doomed, just divorce.
这不是圣灵的声音。
That is not the Holy Spirit.
你今天做孩子的，觉得说我可以跟我的父母大吼大叫。
If you are a kid and you feel it's okay to scream and yell at your parents.
父母惹我嘛。
Because they provoke me.
这不是圣灵的声音。
That is not the voice of the Holy Spirit.
你今天做父母的。
And if you are a parent.
你今天你觉得我可以跟我的孩子，我用那种伤害他们、毫无顾忌的言语，然后用我的冲动去辱骂他们。
If you feel it's okay that I can use hurtful, harsh, mean words to lash out at my children.
因为这是我做父母的一个权利。
Because this is the authority of parents.
这不是圣灵的声音啊。
That is not the voice of Holy Spirit.
因为我们都知道圣灵会把神的话语浇灌在我们的心中, 使我们能够去遵守神的道。
Because we know Holy Spirit will pull out God's word in our heart so that we will be able to follow God's commandment.
我们要试验这些灵。
We need to test the spirits.
不但是在教会当中试验这些灵，我们在我们自己的生命当中，我们要去试验这些灵。
It's not just that we test every spirit in church, we also test every spirit in our life.
好，最后弟兄姐妹。
Finally, brothers and sisters.
我们回到约翰一书。
Let's turn back to 1 John.
因为我知道这个时候你们心里面可能会想，哇，这个太难了。
Because I know that you must think, well, this is too difficult.
世界上面这么多不同的灵，讲的不同的话，我怎么分辨呢？
There are so many various spirits in this world. How can I discern all of them?
弟兄姊妹，第四节告诉我们说，你们是属神的，你们已经胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的，比那在世界上的更大。
Brothers and sisters, in verse 4, it says, You are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
我们是由圣灵而生的。
We are born out of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要顺着圣灵而去成长，我们要去顺着圣灵而行。
We want to follow the Holy Spirit to grow, to walk everyday life.
我们要真正的知道我们的救恩是从哪里来的。
We need to have a very clear understanding where our salvation comes from.
我们的磐石是主耶稣基督。
Our rock is Jesus Christ.
我们救恩的实际是圣灵借着神的话的启示来感动了我们。
The reality of our salvation is revealed by the Holy Spirit through God's word.
主耶稣基督是那位得胜者。
Jesus Christ, He is the victor.
他是我们的元帅，他是我们的守护者。
He's our protector. He's our leader, commander.
所以这个世界上面，对，会有受到这些攻击，但是我们属于他的人，我们是受到他保护的。
So even though, yes, in this world, we are attacked, but we are protected by him.
所以我们要好好紧紧地跟随他。
So we want to follow him closely.
在彼此相爱，看见我们是属于神的。
So we love one another and to see that we are of God.
在分辨灵的这件事情上面，让我们看见我们是跟随的，是那真理的灵。
In our discernment of spirits, we can testify that what we follow is the spirit of truth.
然后我们就看见我们的生命受到神大大的、满满丰富的祝福。
And then we'll see our life will be richly blessed by God.
祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们求你的圣灵继续的在我们心中做工。
Heavenly Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit will continue work in us.
主，让你的话语活入在我们的心中。
May your word is living in our hearts.
让我们不但在心灵里面我们认识你，更在我们的生活的言行举止上面呈现你的样式。
So that we not only understand your word in our mind, in our hearts, but we can also live out your words in our everyday life.
一切都是为着你的荣耀。
Everything is for your glory.
Amen.
Amen.